This is the first official state holiday I will celebrate. It's Pioneer Day in Utah. A gift, a total surprise to me. An official holiday just for us. But how should I celebrate? And what am I celebrating? I'm not so sacrilegious that I will just celebrate Pie and Beer Day, though that is the theme of the party I will throw tonight before I enjoy the pale leftover Independence Day fireworks in my town. I can conjure in my mind the handcart dragging pioneers. I have driven I-80 from Illinois through Nebraska and Wyoming and into Utah. I've seen the route. I've seen the wagon ruts. My heart aches for these people, but they're not my ancestors. My ancestors docked at Ellis Island from the Greek Isles and from England. My ancestors came west a long time later, in a station wagon, in the 1960s. The story of the settling of Utah by the Mormons, though, is one of the greatest stories in American history, really. It's mind-blowing. It is an amazing immigration, a diaspora, a vision, an epic adventure. The raw beauty of this place is the stuff of myth. It's truly otherworldly. And the way the Mormons tried to tame it, to deal with it, to claim it, to make it theirs, is even more impressive. Wallace Stegner wrote in Mormon Country, "It was necessary to love these valleys of these mountains as the fairest in the land because they were sanctuary, and it was unthinkable that the gathering place of the saints should be a barren desert. It should be made to blossom, and it was." I was born in the West, and I've always felt its pull on me. But Stegner's West and the Pioneer Mormon's West is more targeted. It's specifically Utah and its permeable borders that Mormon country leaks through. And I'll admit that I let Wallace Stegner lead me here. I have loved him since I read Angle of Repose in high school. I hang on his every word. Sometimes I find myself mumbling to him like he's my invisible friend or my God. What would Stegner do? And so when he describes a place as a promised land, I believe him. When I showed up in Cache Valley a year ago, I had a very creepy feeling that I was preordained to be here. A creepy and very comforting feeling, that is. I've traveled all over Utah and the Great Basin. I've been in the dry and scary parts. I collapsed with dehydration once at the base of the Delicate Arch. I've been stuck in its orange mud. I've white-knuckled the wheel as I fishtailed through a roadway covered in Mormon cricket slick. And I've loved this place since day one. Since before day one, actually. And so this holiday speaks to me, though it is technically new to me. It's the day I always wanted to celebrate, but didn't know how. It's what makes the phrase, "This is the place," really resonate, even though I'm not from around here. Here's my last quote from Stegner for today. My Pioneer Day sermon. My toast. This was the country the Mormons settled, the country which, as Brigham Young with some reason hoped, no one else wanted. Its destiny was plain on its face, and its contempt of man and his history and his theological immortality was monumentally obvious. Its distances were terrifying, its cloudbursts catastrophic, its beauty flamboyant and bizarre and allied with death. Its droughts and heat were withering. The ages lay dead in its brilliant strata, and the mud houses of the Hohokam rotted dryly in caves and gulches. In the teeth of that, perhaps because of that, it may have seemed close to God. It was sanctuary. It was refuge. Nobody else wanted it. Nobody but a determined and God-supported people could live in it. Settle it then in God's name, and build the kingdom under the very eaves of that geological charnel house. Here's to settling. This is Jennifer Pemberton on my very first Pioneer Day for Utah Public Radio.